Passage 58. Building Your Own House. An elderly carpenter was ready to retire after years of work. He told his employer contractor of his plans to leave the house building business to live a more leisurely life with his wife and enjoy his extended family. He would miss the paycheck each week, but he wanted to retire. With the money the carpenter had put aside during the years he worked for the employer contractor, they could get by. The contractor was very sorry to see his good worker go and asked if he could possibly build just one more house as a personal favor for him. The carpenter said yes, but over time it was easy to see that his heart was not in his work at all. He resorted to shoddy workmanship and used inferior materials. You see, it was an unfortunate way to end a dedicated career. When the carpenter finished his work, his employer came to inspect the house. Then he handed the front door key to the carpenter and said, "This is your house, my gift to you." The carpenter was shocked. What a shame. If he had only known he was building his own house, he would have done it all so differently. So it is with us. We build our lives a day at a time, often putting less than our best into the building. Then, with a shock, we realize we have to live in the house we have built. If we could do it all over again, we would do it much differently. But you cannot go back. You are the carpenter, and every day you hammer a nail, place a board, or erect a wall. Someone once said, "Life is a do-it-yourself project." Your attitude and the choices you make today helps to build the house you will live in tomorrow. Therefore, build wisely.